It is Christmas morning, somewhere in Britain, sometime in the 1960s. A child tears open a large, flat box. Inside, a figure of 8-track in orange plastic, two small cars, a controller that feels like a pistol grip, and a transformer that hums when you plug it into the wall. Within an hour, the living room carpet has disappeared under an oval of track. Within 2 hours, one of the cars has flown off the corner at full speed and lodged itself under the sofa. Within 3 hours, the family is arguing about who gets to use the controller. This is Skelextric, and if you grew up in Britain between roughly 1960 and 1990, this scene requires no explanation whatsoever. The story starts not with a corporation, but with one man in a small workshop. Fred Francis ran a company called Mini Models in the mid-1950s. He made a range of tinplate clockwork racing cars under the name Skelex, which were wound up and released to race across a flat surface. They were clever little things, but they had a fundamental problem. The cars went straight, and they went wherever they pleased, and they usually ended up under the furniture. Francis solved this by adding an electric motor and a pin underneath the car that fitted into a slot in the track. The car was now guided. It could corner. It could be controlled with a variable resistor on a handheld controller by the driver. In 1957, he launched the electric version under a new name, Skelextric. The word is exactly what it sounds like, Skelex plus electric, compressed into one slightly awkward but utterly memorable brand name. The first Skelextric sets used tinplate cars. They were fragile and fiddly, but the concept was immediately right. Two parallel tracks, two slots, two controllers, two cars racing side by side. In 1958, a large British toy company called Tri-Ang bought Mini Models. Fred Francis moved on, but the brand accelerated. In 1960, the first plastic-bodied Skelextric cars appeared, and this is where the hobby really took off. The molds were sharper, the cars more detailed, the racing smoother. The first plastic cars were things of beauty to a small child. A Lotus 16 in British Racing Green, a Van Wall, a Lister Jaguar, an Aston Martin DBR1. These were not generic toy cars. These were replicas of the actual racing machines that were appearing at Silverstone and Le Mans. You raced a miniature version of the car you had just seen on the television. The 1960s became Skelextric's golden age. The annual catalogue became a fixture of the toy calendar. Each year, new cars, new sets, new accessories. Grandstands, chicanes, lap counters that clicked every time a car passed a sensor. And at Christmas, the Skelextric box was the box. Not a small present, not a stocking filler. The one that went under the tree, the one that changed the morning. The brand appeared in a Hamley's Christmas catalogue as early as 1959, and for the next 3 decades it rarely left. Here is something that surprises most people who grew up with Skelextric as a toy. It is also a genuine competitive sport, with national championships, world rankings, and a level of technical obsession that rivals any motorsport. The physics are the key. The slot guides the car, but it does not do the driving. Grip is everything. The tiny braids under the front of the car must maintain contact with the copper rails in the track to carry current to the motor. Lose contact, and the car stops. The tyres must grip the track surface, but not so hard that they scrub speed on the straights. Weight distribution, motor tuning, tyre compound, even the humidity in the room all affect lap times. The British Slot Car Racing Association has run organised national championships since 1964, 1 year after Skelextric's plastic era began. Club racing takes place in church halls and community centres across the country on hand-built wooden tracks with custom lane changes. The cars are tuned to a standard that would be unrecognisable to anyone who only knows the Christmas set. Lap times are measured in thousandths of a second. In 1967, Skelextric released a James Bond set, two Aston Martin DB5s, a figure of 8-track, and the official 07 branding. It was an instant sensation, and today it is one of the most sought-after sets in the vintage market. This is where Skelextric intersects with something bigger, the culture of the moment. Throughout its history, the brand tracked what was exciting in motorsport and popular culture and built miniature versions of it. Ferrari Grand Prix cars, Ford GT40s at Le Mans, the cars of whichever Formula One world champion happened to be on everyone's lips. The first Skelextric cars were a Maserati 250F and a Ferrari 375, both 1950s Grand Prix cars. That connection to real racing, to the actual machines rather than invented models, ran through the brand's entire history and made the collector's market rich. First edition tinplate cars from 1957 and 1958 are rare and genuinely valuable. the James Bond set from 1967 commands serious prices. The brand changed hands several times over the decades. By 1980, Skelectric had become part of Hornby Hobbies, the same company that made the model railways that are as British as Skelectric itself. The brand moved its production to Margate in Kent in the 1970s, where it stayed for many years. Hornby gave Skelectric stability. It sat alongside Airfix model kits and Corgi die cars in a portfolio of British childhood brands that had survived every recession and every shift in the toy market. The annual catalogue continued. The Christmas gift tradition continued. The digital era arrived in 2005 with the launch of Skelectric Digital. Instead of two fixed lanes, digital sets allow multiple cars to run on the same track, with lane change buttons on the controllers. Up to six cars can race simultaneously. For families with children today, it offers something the original Skelectric could not: chaos. Six cars, one track, corners everywhere, and the certain knowledge that at least three of them will end up in the air before dinner. There is a specific thing that happens to people who grew up with Skelectric. At some point in adult life, usually after children arrive, or sometimes precisely because they do not, the original set reappears in a box from the attic. Or a set appears at a car boot sale, or someone spots a vintage car on an auction site. And then it begins. Not the childhood set anymore, but something more deliberate. The cars you wanted as a child but could not afford. The sets you saw in the catalogue but never received. The early tinplate cars that your parents would have bought new. This is not irrational. Skelectric collections combine several things that tend to stick: miniature craftsmanship, the history of real motorsport, the culture of a specific era, and the particular pleasure of making something run properly. Tuning a slot car motor, fitting new braids, adjusting the guide blade, getting a car that runs badly to run well, these are skills. They take time and patience. And when the car finally goes round the track cleanly, lap after lap, there is a satisfaction in it that is genuinely hard to explain to someone who has never experienced it. The digital sets bring a new dimension. A collection that includes both vintage analog cars and a modern digital track is not a contradiction. It is a conversation between two eras of the same idea. Fred Francis built a small electric car that ran in a slot and launched it in 1957. It appeared in a Christmas catalogue in 1959. It became the toy of a generation. It survived corporate changes, market shifts, and the arrival of video games. It went digital in 2005. It is still being made and sold today, still carrying the same name, still running on the same basic principle. The slot in the track is the thing. Everything else follows from it. The car stays in the slot, the controller manages the speed, the corners test the driver, and the other car, just ahead or just behind, is the reason you keep going. Some toys are just toys. And then there are the ones that become something else, a language between generations, an object that carries a specific kind of feeling, a reason to spend a Sunday afternoon on the floor of the living room with people you love. That is what Skelectric is, and if you have a collection of it at home, you already know exactly what I mean.